their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian Teaching and Talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. For those that may be new tuning in, let me remind you, Let's Face the Issues is on each and every day. It's a program that's designed around you, our listener. We set the stage. We deal with the issues and ask you to respond by dialing 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That's our telephone number. Right after the brief monologue, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes, may I just say, multitudes upon multitudes upon multitudes, awakened today, watching the news, listening to the news, and wondering in amazement, where's all of this going? What's going to take place? Some, listen, there's some of the prophecy date setters that are already saying that September the 29th of this year, Jesus is probably coming back. The world is going to end. We've had for many, many, many years now, some of these date setters will tell you the date, the time, and the place. Harold Camping, back in the late 80s and early 90s, kept setting dates and times. In fact, I believe it was in 1996, he published an entire book on setting the time of the day. Jesus was coming back in 1996, I believe it was, in his book, between September the 6th and September the 13th, on the same premise of the celebration of some of the feast days and the Day of Trumpets, that he had calculated. He miscalculated, went back, rewrote, said that he had miscalculated, came up with another date. A few years ago, several, in fact, some of the scientists down at NASA had put out a little book in 1988, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Christ is Coming Back, September 1988. Well, September 1988 came, and September 1988 left, and Jesus didn't come back. So they said, we miscalculated. They went back to supposedly some of the NASA projections, rewrote the little booklet that sold for $2 a piece. The first, the 1988 date, they sold about $4 million worth of those little booklets. 1989, they said, was the actual date. They'd miscalculated it. So they sold another couple of million dollars worth of the books, about $2 a book, I believe it was, that Jesus was coming back. We've had the Jehovah's Witnesses for many, many, many years talk about Jesus coming back. The last time they said that, by the way, was in 1975, and about five times they'd already set dates. And they finally said after 1975, they said, well, Jesus did return. He just returned in phantom form, and we have not seen him, but he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe any of that, then what you're believing is a demonic delusion, a lie. But nevertheless, we need to understand that the signs that we're seeing today on a global basis, international basis, a national basis, we're witnessing the signs because God's Word tells us that we can understand the season based on the signs. In fact, in Matthew 24, I'll pick up at about verse 5, for many shall come in my name saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things shall come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes, and diverse places. And all of these are just the beginning of sorrows. Then it goes on to say, verse 9, and they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Mark's Gospel, the 13th chapter, Luke's Gospel, the 21st chapter, and it's a mirror image of what's found in Matthew 24. It's called the eschatological prophetic text in the New Testament. And what we're wanting to understand today is that we need not worry. We need not be frightened, afraid, or concerned. We need to recognize that the Word of God is being fulfilled. And as we see events taking place around the globe, we need to embrace them and realize that God is showing us that these signs are going to be coming more rapidly and a greater, barrage of them just before the rapture of the church and the Lord Jesus Christ then will return 7 years after the rapture. Verse 9 in chapter 21 of Luke. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not yet. Then said they unto the nation, shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. Famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexities of seas and waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going today. That's what we're going to be talking about. The war in Russia. Will President Trump be able to bring it to an end? Will he be, speaking of President Trump, will he be the one that is able to bring about peace between Ukraine and Russia? Let me just do a little parenthetical footnote. I don't think so. We might find a cessation of the battle, but Russia is dominant in the last days of this old world. Russia is dominant and leading a five-nation coalition against Israel, according to Ezekiel 38:39. But Russia and every enemy of the apple of God's eye, every enemy of the nation of Israel, shall be destroyed, according to Ezekiel 38:39. According to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3, where God says it. We'll look at some of those verses later. But what we want to talk about today are some of these issues, some of these signs, and I want your take on it. What are you thinking? What do you conclude as we see these things taking place today? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, I want to remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We do not base our conclusions and our projections of the issues on this broadcast. We do not base them on religious denominational dogma. It's not based on philosophical rhetoric or political thought. It is based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it the truth book. John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples says this, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. In John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says that the truth of the Lord endures forever, not just a brief period of time, but forever. And so when we think about forever, how long is forever? It is forever. Ladies and gentlemen, the secularist George Orwell made this powerful statement. Now, I'm not embracing all that he said. That's not the point. But in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters regardless of what coast you live on. You can be on the West Coast or the East Coast, or some call it the Left Coast or the Right Coast. You can be at either location. It doesn't make any difference what denomination you may be. It makes no difference what political stripe you are. The truth matters. But yet we find today so many that are disbelieving truth. And may I just simply say this. Most of these youngsters today, the 18 to 35-year-old age group called the millennials, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say there's no such thing as absolute truth. They make this statement. Each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no versions of truth, no colors of truth. It's all truth, or it's not truth at all. You can't take a half-truth and get anything but a whole lie. It's an impossibility. Let's just look at Webster's dictionary for example, when it talks about truth. It says truth is the body of real things. Truth is the events and facts of actualities. Truth is the state of being in fact true. Yet we have so many today that want to deny truth and reject it. I'm looking at a major headline. It's a several page article. I'm going to read the headline in about one paragraph to validate some of the things I've just said. This headline says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. The article reads this way. American institutions are suffering from a collapse in the public support. Among these institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. Further in the article, it says, a significant number of our country's most serious problems have their roots in higher education. And there's no more serious problem than the notion that is fashionable in academia today and has been for decades that the truth is relative or that it is a matter of individual perception or a matter of cultural mores or even that there is no such thing as absolute truth. It is a frightening thought that we're witnessing the disintegration of our nation based on the fact that there's no embracing of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is that we look for the truth, listen to it, learn it, love it, live it, tell it, and be willing to stand and defend the truth. You know what? Let me just do a little footnote to that. You know, one of the major problems as I perceive it today is that pastors have been frightened to stand in their pulpits and tell the truth. To look at what is happening around the globe, to realize and witness what is happening in our nation when it comes to the decline of morals, ethics, and values. When we see what's happening, we understand what's happening, we understand the players in the events in the nation today, and yet so many is afraid to speak on it. So many today that are the leadership in the local New Testament church are fearful of hurting someone's feelings. I'd rather hurt someone's feelings than to see them go out in delusional despair and to realize that they have no sense of hope because they do not know what the Word of God is saying. And what we see in America today that's vivifying the Word of God jumping off the pages. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the hurricane preparedness equipment and about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. It's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find the flag of the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Just one more moment, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing today multitudes that are living in a sense of hopelessness, a sense that, well, why should I do anything because it's all collapsing around me anyway? Ladies and gentlemen, there's some, as I said earlier, that are even saying Jesus is coming back in September. Yet others are concerned about Israel and the war that is faced in the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, the push by the prognosticators, the push by the UN, the push by multitudes of other nations against Israel is the push to divide Israel into a two-state solution. Looking at the headline, the UN chief calls for viable two-state solution to Israel and Palestine for its conflict. Dozens of ministers have gathered at the United Nations conference, urged the world to look toward the two-state solution, Israel and Palestine, but the United States and Israel have boycotted these events. The 193-member UN General Assembly decided last year that such a conference would be held in 2025. Hosted by France and Saudi Arabia. Addressing the attendees Monday, Saudi Arabia Prime Minister urged all countries to support the conference goal of a roadmap laying out the perimeters to Palestine having a solution in Israel as a state with security. In the opening remarks, United Nations Secretary General said we must ensure that it does not become another exercise of well-meaning rhetoric. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a pretty lengthy article. It goes into detail of what the world is wanting Israel to do. Now I've used this illustration. What if the UN all of a sudden decides America needs to be divided right down the middle? Idaho needs to become a Russian state where they can have a domicile right in the heart of America. What would we say? How would we respond? Certainly, we would not say yes. Certainly, we would not embrace it. But somehow, some way, the world thinks that Israel needs to embrace that. And I'm using Israel as the entry into the conversation about understanding prophecy and current events. Because many, many years ago, Dr. Adrian Rogers said, if you want to know what God is doing, look at Israel. Dr. Rogers says, Israel is the hour hand, and Jerusalem is the minute hand. So if you want to know what God is doing, keep your eye on Israel. And that is true today, perhaps as never before in the history of the world. As we watch what God is doing in Israel, as we watch what God is doing in the push today in relationship to having other nations to dominate Israel and to displace Israel and its homeland, I believe we're witnessing the mighty hand of God setting the stage for that day when, and it's very near, when the trumpet sounds and the Christians will be snatched out of this old world and what the Bible calls the rapture of the church. In other words, rapture is not in the scripture. But it's the sudden snatching away. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I believe it's just like in New York. I believe we're going to get ran over because of our academia. I believe also Benjamin Netanyahu, he has the guts to stand up. He knows. Because I remember 9/11, the Palestinians had a celebration in the street. And they voted for Hamas to be their leaders. And like they said before, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. So that means they're going to kill every Jew. But God's hand is in this, and God is not going to let that happen. That's the apple of God's eye.
Absolutely, brother, and you're right on target with what you're saying. There's the push, the mindset, for somehow, some way, having Palestine, the Palestinians, as they're called, which there's no such ethnic people as Palestinians.
No.
I'm looking at headline. No. I'm looking at headline, Kenneth. And policy shift. Australia backs the UN, calling for Israeli pullout from Palestinian areas. Support measures for the first time since 2001. This is now for the first time since 2001 for a two-state solution and peace conference. Country's opposition accuses governments of selling out Jewish communities. Australia on Tuesday voted in favor of the UN Assembly resolution calling for Israel to withdraw from all of the West Bank and all of Gaza, breaking with the position of opposing the measure for two decades. In the resolution, passed, listen, 157-8 votes, with the United States and Israel among those not voting, with 7 abstentions. and the assembly stating, expressing unwavering support in accordance with the international law for a two-state solution of Israel and Palestine. That's the hype today, that we have a two-state solution, that Israel is to simply give up territory and allow the enemy to be embedded within their borders, and that they somehow, some way, should give up land to do so. Now, Kenneth, I'm sure that you have this position, as we've talked before, that Israel is a sovereign nation. Israel has the right to its land. Israel was given a place for the Jewish people to come in from around the world in, what was it, May 15th, 1948, they were given a homeland, and Jewish people came in out of 2,500 years of being spread abroad to a homeland called Israel. In Israel today, there's not but about, I believe it's what, the total state, about 8 million Jewish people. Somebody can calculate that. In the state of Florida, we've got 22 million citizens, and 8 million makes up the total nation of Israel, 8 million Jews. So I am persuaded that if we want to know what God is doing, even on the calendar today, and we're going to talk about many other things, but we need to look at Israel and understand that is the starting point, because the Bible says there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and that's what we're seeing, the struggle today around the globe. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer that we need to keep looking up and recognize what God is doing. In fact, let me read you an article, just get your take. The whole world right now is watching the Mark of the Beast system coming online in a blistering end-time attack led by global elitists and tech titans. Keeping you updated on this progress, the Mark of the Beast system for many years now, and for the most part in the past 16 years, progress has been slow but absolutely steady. Then it talks about in this writer's article how we're witnessing incredible thinking taking place today, with a myriad of events firing off faster and closer together. And that's my point. We're witnessing prophetic events not coming together slowly as has been for years, but we're witnessing in a rapid firing moment by moment. Do you see this, or is this just idle thinking?
It's just like Trump got to go. Are you crazy? Have you lost your ever-loving mind? You got us out of the World Health Organization that's going to have another pandemic. Mm-hmm. To lock every nation down, and when Biden come out, we're going back into it. And I'm glad our president and the prime minister of Israel have guts to fight these elitists that's going to have their own little private island or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just see the world destroyed, and they're going to go over the ashes. But it's not going to happen, because God's going to be coming back.
Well, the fact is that we're looking at a little minuscule number of people on the face of the globe called the Jewish people. I've just got an article that says the total Jewish population worldwide is 15,750,000. The population of Israel is exactly 9,387,021. And when we look at those minuscule numbers out of all of the globe's population and realize that somehow, some way, the enemy hates the Jewish people. And it's because they're the people of God. In fact, when you look at Zechariah, the 12th chapter, God's word says that he is going to crush the enemy, any enemy against Israel. When you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, God crushes every enemy that comes against the nation of Israel. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer and our attention to recognize and realize that God is on the throne. One final footnote for you to ponder. One of the things that we see taking place that just passed, the law passed, was signed into law by President Trump, called the Genius Act. The Genius Act. Now, somebody might say that hadn't been reading that or following that. What is the Genius Act? It is the Digital Currency Act. Now, I believe, my personal opinion, this is one of the prima facie evidences of the last days that we're living in, is that we're witnessing the rapid pace coming to fruition, a digital currency, so that it will be a controlling factor in the hands of the Antichrist to control what I would call geofencing, based on where you go. Your cell phone already identifies where you go. You'll have all of your currency on your handheld device. If you buy a stick of chewing gum, the handheld device will show where you bought it, when you bought it, and what you paid for it. And that will be a tool, in my opinion, in the hands of the Antichrist in the last days. We're witnessing that coming about. It will, digital currency, I believe, will control all of the money. It will track and follow every motion, everything that an individual does. It will be a major tracking device, and it will be used by the Antichrist. And further in the broadcast, we're going to be talking about how that will be used and what we see the scripture saying in relationship to it. So a candidate deserves our prayer. It deserves our recognition that the rapture of the church is on the way. It could happen at any moment. And Luke 21:28 says that when we see these things coming about, these things that we're now talking about, when we see them coming about, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. So, Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, do you pay attention to prophecy? Do you pay attention to the source of the events that we see them rapidly coming upon us? I told somebody recently, looking at the news today and witnessing what is happening on a global basis is like trying to drink water out of a fire hydrant. It is simply coming that fast, that large, and that rapid that we cannot embrace the totality of what is taking place. So it deserves our prayer. It deserves our attention and recognition, ladies and gentlemen, of the day and time in which we're living. We're living in the last of the last days. And ladies and gentlemen, in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, I've told you this before, but I'm going to read it again. The Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, in the 3rd chapter of 2 Timothy, says this: "This know also, that in the last days," talking about today, the last days, today, the day which we're living, "perilous times shall come." Not maybe, or possibly, or could come. Say shall. That's an absolute affirmative. Shall come. Listen, let me just read to you what the Bible says would be the indication of the perilous times of the last days. Listen to what it says. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to go any further. It gives further characteristics of that last day and what people will be like. But it says, and it will be unthankful, unholy, but it says there, and will be despisers of those that are good. Does it seem to you that when you want to do the right thing, you want to say the right thing, you're living for the Lord, and it seems to be despised by others that hate God and hate His Word? That's what we see taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me touch a little further on what we're seeing. When this writer, the headline that I read a moment ago, "The whole world right now is watching the Mark of the Beast system coming online in a blistering end-time attack led by the globalist elite and the titans." And when this article, this writer of this article, he's in part talking about the digital currency. And the digital currency, as you know, perhaps you do and perhaps you don't, it was several years ago under the Biden administration that they started the process of pushing for a digital currency, removing anything that's called greenbacks in your pocket, but digital currency. And I don't believe, my opinion, I may be wrong, I don't believe that Trump understands the far-reaching fact that this bodes for the nation and for the globe in doing so. Trump is intrigued by cryptocurrency and digital currency, and now the Genius Act has gone into effect, has been signed, processed through House and the Senate, signed into law by the president. And ladies and gentlemen, that happens. When it takes place, it will control all money. It will track and follow you every place you go, every dime you spend. It will be all that will control the world through the geo-tracking with digital currency by the Antichrist. And I can validate that, as we'll do after the broadcast, after the top of the hour news, ladies and gentlemen. In the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, we find that to be factual. Ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park.